a hard-hitting return to pay-per-view for Ring of Honor. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Saturday, December 19th, 2020. This update is sponsored by IndieWrestling.us. Coming up, we have results from Ring of Honor's Final Battle, Friday's SmackDown, and New Japan Strong, but first, some sad news. An iconic voice in Lucha Libre has died. Dr. Alfonso Morales passed away Thursday after a long battle with kidney disease. Morales was a sports journalist first before becoming the announcer for both AAA and CMLL during their broadcast TV expansion in the 1990s and beyond. Dr. Alfonso Morales was 71. Staying in Mexico, CMLL has canceled its pay-per-view scheduled for Christmas Day. The announcement came after authorities in and around Mexico City shut down all non-essential businesses through January 10th. This is due to a spike in COVID-19 hospitalizations.
Ring of Honor.
Ring of Honor back on pay-per-view for the first time in a year with its biggest show of the year, Final Battle. There were two late changes to the card. Instead of battling EC3, Jay Briscoe lost to Shane Taylor, who called it the biggest win of his ROH career and declared that he's got next in the ROH world title picture. More on that in a second. Bandido and Flamito were also held out of the show, so instead of defending the six-man tag titles, Ray Horace got a match against Dalton Castle and won. The main event saw Roosh retain his ROH world title against Brody King after interference by Roosh's father, La Bestia del Ring, and his brother, Dragon Lee. Lee retained his TV title against Tony Deppen, who had advanced from a four-way match earlier in the night. It appears Roosh, Lee, and the rest of La Facción Ingobernable are on a collision course with the Foundation. The two sides had a stare-down at the end of the night. The Foundation's Jay Lethal and Jonathan Gresham retained their ROH tag titles against Mark Briscoe and PCO. Then, Gresham beat Flip Gordon to hold on to the Pure title. Matt Taven and Mike Bennett beat Vincent and Bateman, but the Righteous responded by attacking Bennett's legs after the match. And Danhausen finally secured his ROH contract. He beat Brian Johnson via disqualification.
So, Danhausen will be contacting Dave Honor. See you soon. He'll be sending you an email of some sort to get the blimp. So, we will sit down, take the blimp, take it downtown, have some diet sodas of some sort and some candies. Be quite nice, celebrate with sacks of money.
Some of Danhausen's post-match comments on Ring of Honor's social media.
WWE.
Last night's SmackDown, the final stop before WWE's TLC show on Sunday. The Street Profits retained their tag titles with a win over Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode. Bayley pinned Bianca Belair after raking the eyes of Belair and hitting her Rose Plant finisher. Otis beat Shinsuke Nakamura, and Kevin Owens was beaten down by Jey Uso and or Roman Reigns no less than four times ahead of his Universal title match against Reigns on Sunday.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
New Japan Strong last night. Kenta beat the aforementioned Brody King to hold on to his contract to challenge for the IWGP U.S. Heavyweight Championship. Kenta will carry that briefcase into Wrestle Kingdom, and he made it clear he's ready to challenge Jon Moxley. The only questions now are when and where. PW Insider reports Madison Rain will be leaving Impact Wrestling for a new job outside the pro wrestling business. Kenny Omega and Don Callis are working hard to blur the lines between wrestling and reality. Omega says it was time for him to take the AEW World Championship.
I felt that I'd waited long enough, kind of trying to help everyone else out, and it was time to help myself. And when I had sort of made that decision, I thought, who better to do it with than one of my family members, you know, and that was Don. And even though he was involved with a different company, had other business to attend to, you know, he made himself available.
Omega and Callis are both guests on the new episode of Talk is Jericho. Finally, AEW is in danger of losing its trademark filing for the Stadium Stampede. Hell by Nature was first to report the filing has been suspended by the United States Patent and Trademark Office. One of the issues is WWE's trademark for the old WCW pay-per-view Spring Stampede. And that's Just Pro Wrestling News for Saturday, December 19th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a thing. And thank you for leaving a rating or review. I'm Matt Carlins, and thank you again for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.